Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Ad Agency Live. Zach here, and today I want to talk to you about my core belief about marketing and how you can implement it into any business on the planet and get real results. So, you see a lot of people that are advertising on Facebook, Instagram, Google, Twitter. Everybody's fighting over this 3% of buyers today. Now, we don't want to neglect this group of people. And these are the action takers, money in their pocket, ready to roll. And, you know, we need those to grow our business. But we also need to think about the other 97% of the market that is not even thinking about buying our product or service. So once marketing becomes that, the rest of the people, and this, to be fair, 50% of all people will just not like your business for one reason or another. There's nothing, you can't win everybody over. But if you know who you're marketing to, you can start marketing to them way in advance to secure their business. And it's cheaper and more effective in the long run. So the strategy that I want to talk to you about today is called the right person at the right time with the right ad. So essentially, you find out exactly who you are going to target with your advertising. You serve them an ad right when it makes sense for them to buy. And I'll talk about how we do this. And then also the right ad that makes sense for them. So how do we know who the best person is? Like, how do we know how to sell? Let's say we sold books. Okay. How do we know the best person to buy this book? It says, Building My Empires, One Dream and Scheme at a Time. So this is a journal. So let's say I wanted to sell this. So who would this be for? What I do internally for all of my clients, for my business, for everybody's business that I work with, is I create what's called a customer avatar. So essentially, I will just take a piece of paper and I'll write down this hypothetical person's name. So in this instance, let's say his name is John Smith, okay? John Smith has been in entrepreneurship for 1 to 2 years or has been thinking about it, currently owns a business. They're doing this much in revenue. This is their age. These are the places and things that they like. And I write this down and I don't just guess. I'm doing research and I'm trying to figure out exactly where this person hangs out. Now, a lot of us end up starting businesses because we enjoy and like the products. So this part should be fairly easy. If not, look at your existing customers. Which 20% of your customers are like the bomb? Because you know the 20-80 rule, don't get me started on that. But essentially 20% of your, or 80% of your revenue is coming from 20% of your clients. Which ones are they and how do you get more of them? And that can be your avatar. So essentially step one, we get a customer avatar. We know exactly who we're gonna be serving. And then you know what this does? This makes our ads so much easier to advertise to. It makes everything easier. We know exactly who they are. We know where they hang out. We know what they like. Now we can start serving them ads. So before we get into what the ad is, it's the time, okay? The right time to show them an ad. And in my opinion, if they're your ideal client, all the time is the right ad. So You want to be top of mind with this group of people as much as humanly possible. So just a couple of channels. And now, you know, there's tons of marketing channels, but here's just a couple that I would recommend. Facebook, Instagram, email, Messenger, 100%. And getting your target market on these, they will see you over and over and over. Podcast is great as well. Video content, articles, blogs. Like, there's so many different tools to reach out. You can do in-person workshops. You can either charge or do for free. There's a thousand ways to keep top of mind and omnipresence with this group of people. Trade shows is another one. And essentially, you want to be trying to market to them until they are ready. So let's say they are 6 months from making a purchase from you. We'd like to touch base with them at least once a week. We do that via email. We do that via Messenger, all these other sources. You can do that by sponsoring a big event in your industry. You can do that by running Google ads. You can do, like, there's 10,000 ways to do this, but make sure that you know. And it's not crazy expensive because you know who your target market is. You know what they like. You know where they hang out. That's where you do it. And then what you want to do is try to take them from having to pay to reach out to them to having to reduce that cost as much as possible, email, Messenger, etc., to build that relationship. Now, step number three in the process, so we know who we're going to run it to, we know where they're at, and when the best time is for them to convert. That's all the time. So we want to keep top of mind with them. Is we want to get the right ad. So how we get the right ad is, now there's some ways to do this. If you have a single product, my recommendation would be to sub-segment people based on time. So somebody who visits your website for more than 10 minutes is way more valuable than somebody who's just been on your site for 3 seconds. Somebody who's visited your website, filled out a form, they're more valuable than the person that's been on your website for a minute. So you can start sub-segmenting these people. And we use a tool called Google Tag Manager. It's amazing at sub-segmenting people based on time. Now, if you're an e-commerce brand or you're working for e-commerce brands, you want to show the actual products and services that people were looking for. So we take this to a next level. We use emails. So we use time. Sub-segmenting, we use email sub-segmenting, and then we use dynamic ads sub-segmenting. So basically, when somebody comes into our world, we take their email and then we tag them. Based on the information that we've gathered, we serve them messages related to where they are in our buying cycle. We're also sending messenger messages at that buying cycle, also tagging them. We're serving them ads based on what they're actually interested in. So if you're an e-commerce site, let's say you sold this journal, for example, we know that it's usually a pretty quick sale, last minute thing. When you need a journal, you need a journal. So maybe it takes them 2 months to go through a journal. That's your buying cycle. And let's say you're catching them about halfway through that journey. We want to know that. So we use quizzes to sub-segment them. We use time and we use ads, and we show them the exact journal that they were looking at. You combine those things, okay? So at a high level, again, it's the right person at the right time with the right ad, okay? You combine those three things, you will see success with your marketing no matter what you're doing, because that's how human beings purchase, okay? Hopefully you enjoyed this content. If you did, I would truly appreciate a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast, because it means a lot to us. It means a lot to other marketers. And the more we get, the more we can give. You hear what I'm saying? You're picking up what I'm putting down? If you're watching this live, hashtag live. If you're watching the replay, hashtag replay on Facebook. And ladies and gentlemen, I will see you in the next one. Talk to you soon. Thanks.